You can write your own success story if you find your own definite purpose. To compose the first chapter, you need to know and implement the 7 factors that are part of definiteness of purpose.
The first premise or factor is this. The starting point of all achievements is the adoption of a definite purpose, accompanied by a definite plan for its attainment, followed by an appropriate action. That means plan, purpose, and action. Those 3 words constitute the first factor. Now, there has never been known to be a success in any calling except as the result of definiteness of purpose. Now, we all have purposes, varying purposes, but they're not definite. Most often, they are hopes and wishes. We all wish for money. We wish for opportunity. We wish for love and affection. We wish for recognition. We wish for a lot of things. But wishing is not just quite enough. Before you can be sure of success, you have to have a definite objective, a definite plan for getting it, and you have to back that plan with everything you have. And you have to treat your mind constantly until the subconscious section of the mind picks up your plan and finds out what it is that you want. The second premise is that all individual achievements are the results of a motive or a combination of motives. Now, you never heard of anybody accomplishing anything in this world or doing anything except as the result of a motive. All sane people move as the result of motives, and there are 9 basic motives under which you can classify every impulse that you have to do or not to do throughout life. And here they are. Number 1 is the emotion of love. Number 2 is the emotion of sex. And number 3 is the desire for material wealth. Now, these are known as the big 3. And it has been said that these 3 emotions practically govern the entire world. And I don't think that's an overstatement of the truth by any means. Number 4 is the desire for self-preservation. Number 5 is the desire for freedom of body and mind. And number 6 is the desire for personal expression and recognition. That's an outstanding motive, the desire for personal recognition and expression. And number 7, the desire for perpetuation of life after death. Now, those are the 7 positives, and here come the 2 negatives that influence your lives very often more than the positives, the ones that you have to look out for. Number 8 is the desire for revenge. You would be surprised at how much of one's life is devoted to wanting to strike back at somebody for some imaginary or real grievance. And yet all such effort is destructive. And number 9 is the grandfather of them all. Guess what that is? Probably influences more human action than all other motives combined. And yet the most destructive of them all. Number 9 is the emotion of fear. And under that heading, there are 7 basic fears, 7 things that you have to be on the lookout for constantly, all the way through life.